The last item has to do with faculty council or senate, and this again would be discussion about SB 37 in compliance with it. The Texas Education Code 51.3522, as adjusted by SB 37, reinforces that any faculty council or senate is advisory. They already are in the A&M system, but this particular bill reinforces and underscores that component. A significant change is in that sub-bullet under the second, and that is that it requires at least two representatives from each college or school, one of which is appointed by the institution's president, and one and the remaining elected by a vote of that college's school or faculty. So it moves the representation in the Senate from purely a faculty vote to partially faculty vote, partially university president appointment. It requires that all members be faculty. Limits the size of the council to no more than 60 members unless specifically authorized by the board. So the board could authorize a larger senate. In our case, most of our senates are significantly smaller than 60 already, and we would certainly encourage them to stay at a manageable size. The leadership of the Senate must be selected by the university president. So right now, your Senate leadership is elected by the faculty, and under this new law, should a council or a senate exist, it would be the university president choosing. The language used is presiding officer, associate or vice presiding officer, and secretary. And so those three positions are chosen by the university's president. And then there's also several items in this bill associated with how long a person can serve. It's limited to 2 years if they're elected, and it's just 1 year if they're appointed by the university president. But if they're appointed by the university president, they can be appointed for up to six consecutive years for 1 year terms each. Whereas if you're elected by the faculty, it is 2 years. And then you're done. You must sit out until the second anniversary of your departure from the Senate. So it's forcing individuals from the elected side to not stay in Senate for a long period of time. So there's language in there associated with that. The meeting procedures, the agendas have to be posted no less than 7 days in advance. If there's a quorum present, more than 50% of the board, it must be streamed so that it's available to the public. And there's some other language in there in terms of if there's a vote of no confidence given, that all the individuals have to be identified by name, and just miscellaneous kinds of statements associated with the functioning of the Senate.